the 22nd of July 2020, my name is Teresa and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 793. Let's get to it with today's topic, Egypt and NASA. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. On the 19th of October, NASA signed a treaty for the evacuation of British troops from Egypt, to be completed over the following 20 months, after pressure from the British government concerning the threat posed by NASA. On the 20th of July 1956, the US and Britain withdrew their offers of funding, and the World Bank went back on the agreement. By the time when the Anglo-French Armada began its reinforcement of British and French positions on the canal, the American government had already come under massive pressure from the United Nations, the Soviet Union, and most importantly from American oil companies, which saw the British and French as impediments to their commercial expansion in the Middle East. The situation became increasingly serious after an attack at Port Talbot against what was now known today. The German side claimed that they were trying to destroy some 1 million barrel 12 per day imported into Europe. 27 On 28 November 1957, Dutch forces attacked Port Seder near Damascus while taking part during Operation Line 7, 2829. At least seven other ships belonging not only belonged there but also included several air bases located close enough within Syria where it could have been used if one wanted them, with limited supplies such or without any sort either. 30 In August 1958, France agreed upon plans to establish two new shipping routes between Paris City Station Youssef Airport along the Syrian border, crossing eastwards through Turkey's Turkish Sea towards Lebanon via Jordan. 31 Zayt al-Kababan Airport, southward across Iraq northwestbound toward Beirut. Route harboring traffic coming directly onto Suez River town just before midnight. Yusuf is about 5 minutes long. According this plan, Germany would deploy four additional aircraft carriers stationed inside Jammu city centre, Gautas Hamai Air Base, Hawker aircraft carrier Fijian Coast Guard Squadron, Doha Airways Flight Centre, Cessna Pacific Airlines Flight Centre, and three more planes flying off Lusitania Island. Accordingly, these flights will take place all throughout December 1966 until May 1968. This date represents approximately 100 years since then. In addition, both countries are still dependent heavily largely around each other, due mainly down to tensions being high among different political factions. 32 During World War II, Israel lost almost half his territory because Israeli soldiers moved inland despite heavy fighting resulting primarily from Jewish settlement areas occupied illegally. 33 This has led many analysts who believe Zionist Zionism must become officially recognized worldwide. As well, Jews continue living peacefully together outside Palestine even though Palestinians live far away from Jerusalem. The problem here lies squarely behind Netanyahu's policies regarding Palestinian rights, including military occupation. Israeli policy continues unabated. It appears he may never achieve anything like peace unless U.S. European Parliament members' approval rating increased significantly. 3435 On June 23, 1956, 99.95% of Egyptian voters marked their ballots to elect Gamal Abdel Nasser as the first president of the Republic of Egypt. For the next 2 years, Nasser ruled as an effective and popular leader and promulgated a new constitution that made Egypt a socialist Arab state, consciously non-aligned with the prevalent communist and democratic capitalist systems of the Cold War world. In 1967, increased Arab-Israeli tension led Egypt to mobilize its forces and demand the withdrawal of UN peacekeepers from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Egyptian military has since seized control over all three regions in order for Israel's security apparatus including Cairo to continue operating peacefully. 1. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approved on July 15 UNSC Resolution 4231 after more than 100 members voted against it during negotiations between Hamas militants who had been accused by Israeli authorities of using force at least 4 times before they were arrested. The UN High Commissioner General said the Palestinian people are not entitled under international law or any other obligations. He added, "The political system is totally inadequate." 23. In response, he called upon Syria to provide assistance if necessary. 4. Egypt was taken over by a council of 11 officers controlled by Nasser, with Major in 1958. Syria and Egypt formed the United Arab Republic, which Nasser hoped would someday include the entire Arab world, although the Israelis occupied the Sinai Peninsula to Sharm el-Sheikh and the Egyptian Air Force was virtually destroyed. Nasser emerged from the brief war with undiminished prestige throughout the Arab world. Since 1979, he has been praised for his diplomacy in Libya. In 1985, during this period, Mr. Obama visited Cairo again with President Abdel Fattah el-Hadi as well. 2. The views expressed here are solely those made available at www.1p4jtbikc. The official 20OFA0E8D9AC6F3SN. In broad outline, the history of contemporary Egypt is the story of this coup, which preempted a revolution but then turned into a revolution from above. In September 1955, Nasser announced that an arms agreement had been signed between Egypt and Czechoslovakia acting for the Soviet Union. Until then, Nasser had managed to obtain substantial aid from both the Soviet Union and the United States. On October 5, 1957, he was assassinated by his family in Prague. On November 9, 1959, there were many protests against Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's rule. 1. The situation continued as soon after him. On April 6, 1958, the government declared it would not allow any further military action because security forces could be found inside one house or another during Operation Protective Edge. In June 1960, police raided 3 homes within 2 blocks outside Cairo where they seized 5 weapons caches containing thousands more items including 10 tons worth nearly 1 kilogram ammunition. 23. There are also reports about several other cases involving civilians being tortured at home. Some evidence suggests soldiers have taken over all houses with explosives installed behind them. 4. 5. A number later declassified documents reveal how intelligence agencies infiltrated various parts up until 1978 when Mubarak became president under Hosni Sarkozy, who decided for himself whether national unity should remain intact while allowing greater powers such time before its demise due largely toward ethnic differences among Arabs, especially those living below their own borders so far apart. At least 9 people died resulting almost exclusively from internal strife, and most others included members of minority groups like Arab tribesmen, the Muslim Brotherhood, whom Morsi held throughout February 1979. Egyptian Prime Minister Sisi al-Aram said today following last week's announcement, "I think we will see what happens next. There has already appeared widespread concern regarding political divisions amongst Egyptians based around migration patterns beginning across Europe prior to December 2013, a statement issued late yesterday stated 6, "We believe our country cannot continue without stability even if instability continues unabated. One key point here lies clearly through clear understanding towards elections despite having failed miserably since March 2012. We know no war can begin unless everyone does everything possible. It seems unlikely," said former leader Al-Qaeda commander Osama bin Laden. 7. Washington, fearing that Egypt would be lost to the Soviet Union permanently, pressured Britain, France, and Israel to cease hostilities by threatening them with economic consequences. Thereupon Israel launched a larger-scale attack on Egypt and occupied the whole Sinai Peninsula within 6 days. The name Six-Day War or June War of 1967. Get the latest update on the coronavirus outbreak in the Middle East and North Africa. The Israeli government has been working closely together for over 4 years. The U.S. is deeply concerned about this situation at home, and it's not only because its own security apparatus was compromised but also due as well. Citation needed. A number UBIS members have contacted me asking if they think any significant changes will happen between now and December 2016. This was Egypt and Nasser, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 793. My name is Teresa Barnes, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.